I got the feeling that we all wanted to do a little private thinking. I certainly did. I began as soon as Rose and I had blown out our bedroom candles. I wasn't a bit sleepy. Rose got out of the four-poster and opened the window wider, then sat on the window seat. "Can't you sleep?" I asked. She said she hadn't even been trying, and I guessed she had been going over the evening just as I had. Suddenly she said, "I wish I knew more about men." "Why, especially?" I asked in a quietly encouraging voice. "He's attracted. I know he is. But he's probably been attracted to lots of girls. It doesn't necessarily mean he's going to propose. If only I knew the clever way to behave." I said, "Oh, Rose, have you thought what marriage really means? Is it just the money, Rose?" "I'm not sure," she said. "Honestly, I'm not. I don't understand myself. It's terribly exciting feeling men are attracted to you. It's... But you couldn't understand." I think perhaps I could. For a second, I thought of telling her about Stephen, but before I could start, she went on, "I like him, really I do. He's so courteous. He's the first person who ever made me feel I matter. And he's handsome, in a way, don't you think? His eyes are, anyway. If I could just get used to the beard." "Are you sure you wouldn't rather have Neil? He's so very kind, and he's got such a nice, clean face." "Neil?" Her tone was scornful. "No, you can have Neil. If only I could get Simon to shave," Rose went on. Then her voice went hard. "Anyway, what does it matter? I'd marry him even if I hated him. Cassandra, did you ever see anything as beautiful as Mrs. Cotton's bathroom?" "Yes, lots of things," I said firmly, "and no bathroom on earth will make up for marrying a bearded man you hate." "But I don't hate him. I tell you, I like him. I almost..." She broke off and went back to bed. "Perhaps you won't be sure of your feelings until you've let him kiss you," I suggested. "But I can't do that before he proposes. Or he mightn't propose," she said decidedly. "That's one thing I do know." I had a strong suspicion she was being a mite old-fashioned, but I kept my views to myself. The next morning, Topaz, Rose and I went into King's Crypt with the £20 the vicar gave for the collie dog rug and bought my first grown-up dress, pale green linen. Rose had a pink one. Topaz said she didn't need anything herself, and anyway, she looks most unnatural in ready-made clothes. When we got home, we found Father hadn't eaten the lunch Topaz had left for him and wasn't anywhere in the castle. He turned up about 9 o'clock and said he had bicycled over to Scotney. Apparently Simon had given him the run of the library while they were away. Topaz said she would get him a meal, but he told her he'd had luncheon and dinner. "It seems Mrs. Cotton left instructions that I'm to be fed when I go there." He went off to the gatehouse looking rather smug. When I went upstairs, Rose was sitting up in bed varnishing her nails. The varnish had been her special treat out of the vicar's money. I had lavender soap. "You're using that too soon," I said. "The Cottons won't be back for 12 days yet." Little did I think we should see them again in only 4. Yesterday was the 1st of May. A May day that feels as it sounds is rare, and when I leaned out of the bedroom window, watching the moat ruffled into sparkles by the warm breeze, I was as happy as I've ever been in my life. I knew it was going to be a lucky day. It certainly made a false start before breakfast. Father came down in his best dark suit that he hasn't worn for years. Rose and I gaped at him, and Topaz stopped stirring the porridge to say, "Mortmain, what on earth?" "I'm going up to London," said Father shortly. "What for?" we all said together, which made it rather loud. "Business," said Father, even louder, and went out of the kitchen, banging the door. "Don't worry him. Don't ask him questions," whispered Topaz. Then she turned to me, looking miserable. "Do you think he's going to see her?" Mrs. Cotton. Surely he couldn't, not without being asked, I said. Oh, yes, he could, said Rose. Look at him, going to Scotney 3 days running, letting the servants feed him, grubbing about in the books and magazines. I tell you, he'll end by putting them off us. It wasn't him who put them off us the last time, said Topaz angrily. I saw there were going to be high words, so I left them.